Well, life on the farm, I kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Goodbye, city life.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Woohoo!
Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And, you know, back in the beginning when we started doing this, people got the idea really quickly why we were talking to a farmer every week. But they always, I would get these texts, why do you play the Snoopy theme? I'm like, what's the name of the show? Oh. Like, it just took people a while. And particularly today, because we're going to start talking about that a little bit. But Ryan Jenkins, he is the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. I met him during Leadership Santa Rosa, which the leadership programs are great. If you have a chance to do any of them, please do so. They are very, very useful. Ryan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Well, good morning. How are y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're doing so well, doing so well. I was just making the comment about the Snoopy theme, the Peanuts theme, but we're actually, you know, kind of getting ready to get into peanut harvesting. Is that right?
We are. It's one of, to me, it's one of the most exciting times of the year. It's kind of what we live for.
I remember when we did the Leadership Santa Rosa Day, and I remember you said, hey, y'all want to try some fresh peanuts? And I'm like, well, sure, I'll try anything. And you reached down to the ground, and you grabbed a big green handful of leaves, and you pulled up out of the ground these peanuts. You kind of shook them off, and, you know, I'm sure I was not the only city kid who was like, what in the... That's what they, you know. But you get people ask you all kinds of crazy dumb questions about peanuts, don't you?
That's right. But you had the most fresh peanuts you could possibly have that
straight
day.
Straight out of the ground. That's exactly right. Not off of a tree. Peanuts do not go into a tree.
Exactly.
All right. So we're getting into peanut harvesting. What does that look like?
So, actually, today we are going to start digging peanuts. So to the people out there, you know, we've already established that peanuts grow in the ground, but we have a machine that hooks behind our tractors, and we'll go through the field and has blades underneath that run about 4 inches below the surface of the soil, just under where the peanuts are, and it cuts the tap roots and cuts everything off. It'll bring the peanuts up a conveyor belt, which shakes the dirt out of them, and then the back of the machine will actually invert them and put them in windrows. So now you've got to envision these long windrows of peanuts with the peanuts sticking straight up toward the sky. And that's done where the peanuts can dry. We'll leave them laying there on the ground for, it all depends on the weather and the type of peanuts, you know, how thick the vines are, but just might as well say roughly between 3 and 5 days of them drying out in the field like that before we run our harvesters, before we run our peanut pickers through the field to actually pick the peanuts off the vine and complete the harvesting process.
Okay, so I'm gonna talk it back through like a layman, because that's fascinating. So the machine that you pull behind the trailer or behind the tractor is going to cut the root, conveyor shimmy, shake off the dirt, and then flip them over so that they're leaf down and peanut up, so that they can dry out for several days before you go back and actually grab them off of the plant.
That's exactly right. And then, of course, you know, our challenge in this part of the world is what?
Rain.
Getting those 3 to 5 days, you know, without rain and good drying conditions for them to dry. You know, if we had a cold front come through and lower the humidity, but we still had strong sunshine, you know, you might can do it in 2 or 3 days. Then if the vines are real thick and it's cloudy all week and foggy in the mornings and all that, then it can take 7 to 10 days for them to dry. But obviously, the shorter time that they're laying there on the ground, the less chance of something happening to them, and the better chance our yields and grades are going to be higher, the quicker, you know, we can get them harvested and to the buying point.
Is it just a matter of getting enough of a window to dry them out to pick them properly, or are you also at risk of, you know, if the rain is wrong, and I don't mean like a big storm or hurricane, I just mean like if you get too much rain, can they rot?
Yes. Yep. Huh. They can rot. They get stuck to the ground. You know, the dirt will wash off the roots, and you know, I mean, the ground to be soaking wet, and when it dries off, the leaves will be stuck to the ground. It makes it hard for our peanut pickers, our harvesting machines, to be able to pick them up off the ground. So at that point, a lot of times we'll have to run another machine through there to detach them from the ground, to make it where our machines can work like they're supposed to work, and so they can continue drying out. Once the leaves that are laying on the ground, you know, when they're inverted, once the leaves get stuck from all the rain to the ground, well, it's just it's like a candle wick, you know. It's just naturally soaking up moisture from the ground and keeping it in the plant, so they won't dry properly.
Okay, so you want them to be, while the peanuts themselves are drying, you want the leaves to also be drying and dying, so that you're going to pick up that whole plant again and then separate the peanuts off, but also it needs to be dry and dead so that you don't have that, like you said, the wicking effect or the water effect. So all of those things have to happen, and if the water is in, you know, is making it muddy underneath the plant, then it sticks back to the ground and makes it so that your second machine doesn't work right. Again, I'm just saying this to make sure that I understand it all right. Is that all correct?
No, it is. It's complicated, and it's hard, you know, when we do it every day, every year, whatever, and we're immersed in it all the time.
Yeah.
It's hard to bring it back. And too, it's just, I understand why y'all get paid the big bucks explaining things over the radio that people can't see. So I try to always remind myself, hey, man, these people aren't looking at what you're seeing now, so...
Well, do you have a problem when they're upended like that? I would think that you would have, predator's not the right word, but, you know, the animals would come along and be like, oh, free peanuts. Do you have that problem at all?
But, yes, we do. And sometimes we have people come along and act the same way.
people are predators too sometimes. All right.
Yeah.
Also, Ryan, if I'm not mistaken, this will be the first full regular peanut harvest season for the co-op. Is that right?
Well, our buying point has been in business for a few years now, but this will be the first actual growing season for the shelling plant. I think that's what you're talking about.
I used bad terminology. Yeah, for the shelling plant. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it'll be their first actual growing season. We've been shelling peanuts, you might as well say, since the beginning of January. That's working on last year's crop, but this will be the first time that actually during harvest season, you know, the buying points in the area have had the ability to move peanuts to them during the harvest time.
Very good. And what kind of harvest are we expecting this year for peanuts?
It's looking good. I am concerned that there's been a little bit too much rain. We're just really, it's one of those things, you can go out there and pull them up like we did that day you were at the barn and show you what they look like, but until you actually run the digger through and see a pass from one end of the field to the other, it's very hard to determine a yield. But I anticipate for sure an average yield and maybe just a little over what we're hoping for.
And is that, now, just because, again, it's not my area of expertise at all, when you think about yield for peanuts, a better year would be more peanuts or bigger peanuts, and a worse year would be fewer peanuts and smaller peanuts, both, neither? What's the difference between a good and a bad year?
Well, there again, it's complicated. You know, everything is based off of a grade. There's a very stringent grading process that these peanuts go through. Excuse me. So you could have a very high yield, meaning maybe you pick 6,000 pounds of peanuts per acre, but the grade be real bad, or they have alpha toxin or something like that in them, which makes them worth almost nothing.
Hmm.
We've had that happen before. So you could have an outstanding yield, but the problems with the grading, bad grades or what have you, you could really not make any money at all.
Okay.
I mean, you could go from making, say $500 or $600 a ton to them being worth $150 a ton just because of the grade.
And you really never know that until you get out at the very back end. Okay. Wow. All right. We have a couple of weeks.
It's very scary because you don't see this, you know. You go out there and check it, and you don't see it until they actually until it goes through the grading process. You don't even know that there's a problem, and then there's a problem, and it's not what you thought it was.
Well, so we're hoping for enough dry weather. We're hoping for ongoing enough dry weather. We're hoping for good volume of peanuts, and we're hoping for good grade of peanuts. That's a lot of stuff to keep in mind. We always like to end with a farm fact. Do you have one for this week? Oh, you, by the way, just it's harvest season, and you wanted to take a second to remind people about safety on the roads too, right?
I do. If you come up, as we say, our part of the woods, our neck of the woods, if you come up to the north ends of the counties where farming is taking place, pretty much from here till almost Christmas, you're going to see a tremendous amount of semi-trucks moving our products around. You're going to see a tremendous amount of equipment, slow, big, wide equipment moving up and down the road. Just remember, we do the best that we can. You know, we're navigating around garbage cans, mailboxes, ditches, people, all this while we're going up and down the road. And when we find a safe place, we'll ease over to the side and let you come around us. Just take your time. You know, we're trying to get a lot done, and we're trying to get from point A to point B safely and get back home at the end of the day, just like you are. So just share the roads with us, and we're not doing anything intentionally. We're doing the best we can. And just remember, too, a lot of this equipment, it's very hard for us to see behind us. We can see in front of us good, but seeing behind us is a problem, and we try to do the best we can. So just Absolutely. Be patient with us, and let's all be safe.
Absolutely. And we always like to end with a quick farm fact. Do you have one this week?
I do, just a little quick one, since we're talking about peanuts. Of the top 10 candy bars sold in the United States, half of them contain peanuts.
All right, and the good ones, obviously. And we'll put up with the almonds, yep. But we like the peanuts because we grew them here. Ryan Jenkins,
right.
He is the owner of Jenkins Farms in Jay, Florida. We check in with him every week. Ryan, as always, man, thanks for feeding and clothing my kids and for reminding people to be safe while the other people who help you do that job are driving on the roads. I appreciate that note, sir.
Well, thank you so much, and I hope you all have a great week.